This past year, producer Joe Richmond gave tape recorders to inmates, correctional officers, and a judge, and asked them to document their lives within the penal system. Today, we begin the first of five stories called Prison Diaries, airing every Tuesday this month. Polk Youth Institution in Butner, North Carolina, is home to more than 1,000 young men between the ages of 18 and 22. Their sentences range from a few months to life. If you go to the C unit at Polk and walk up two flights of stairs, you arrive at cell number 302. It is John Mills' cell. John Mills is serving 7 to 9 years for armed robbery. This is his story.
I wanted to be a police officer, you know what I'm saying? When I was small, I used to think about that all the time, be a police officer. All the sirens, loud noises, and blue lights and stuff. That's just something I always wanted to be. But now I hate the police. I know my life just took a big turn somewhere. I just don't know where.
All right, fellas, 5:30. Get dressed, make your beds up. Let's go, time to get dressed, 5:30.
So, my name is John Mills. I'm 21, black male, in prison.
Bed number 12, 14. Come on, do what you got to do. Make up this bed. It's a new day.
I'm walking around now, coming out my room. Just recording the regular routine that goes on around here. This is usually how loud it is for about 45 minutes to an hour every morning.
Come on, let's go, let's move. Move your body.
John, look here, man.
What's up?
I was considered a criminal if you knew me out there. Robbing was the best thing I did, you know. Robbing stores, robbing drug dealers, robbing crackheads, robbing people that drove Lexuses. I robbed between the ages of 15 and 17 in the time I got locked up. I robbed about 75, 80 people. And in a way, sometimes I be thinking I'm glad I came to prison, you know. I feel like if I would have never gotten caught, then I'd probably still be out there robbing people.
All right, fellas, we're gonna go outside. Once the door's shut, that's it.
This is single cell 2 and single cell 3 rec yard. Here, all the inmates come out between the hours of 8:30 to 11 o'clock.
What's up? Mm-hmm. Would you have another cigarette?
Nah, that's the only one I got.
Oh, okay.
You can fire it up, though.
I got to find another cigarette, John.
Well, go ahead and hit it. I'm finna walk. That was James Wilkerson in here for murder. It's all types of things you might see on the rec yard. People getting their hair done. We have a volleyball court, 4 or 5 horseshoe pits, weights. But I'm mostly on the basketball court.
Come on, come back. Let him go.
Showtime.
Slide, please. What's
going on?
Like my shoe came on.
We're walking down towards the fence where inmates are not supposed to be. There's a sign directly in front of us that says, warning, anyone attempting to cross this fence will be considered attempting to escape. You can be shot. You have one fence about 8 feet tall with Constantine wire. Once you get over the first fence, you touch the next fence, it's a sensor fence. Once you put 2 pounds of pressure on the wire, there will be alarm, it goes off. If you do happen to get past that fence, you have about 5 rows of Constantine wire coming up from the ground. They got small razors that will shred you. If you do happen to get through it, there is another fence, another sensor fence. And if you get past that fence, I think they should let you go. I've been in prison for about 3.5 years now.
Get up in the morning at 5:30 every day. Get off, go to the rec yard. Come back from rec yard, go in your cell for count, go to chow, come back, take a shower, sit in the day room. Being in prison, I mean, it's like playing a tape back or something. same thing over and over again. It's just like a dream.
All right, you guys should be lined up just like I call your name. James Edward Curtail. Valentine.
Check, check. Now I'm now standing down here in inmate receiving at Polk Youth Institution, which is where I work at now. This is a new job that I was assigned to a couple of weeks ago. Supposed to have 27 inmates coming in today. First thing they do when they come in, they have shackles on. They have leg irons on and shackles on their hands and around their waist.
This is Polk Youth Institution. Whatever you done out there on the street, that was then. Here now, we dictate what happens. You're allowed to keep 10 pictures, 10 letters, Holy Bible, legal mail, shower shoes. If I didn't call it, you can't keep it.
I just sit right here and laugh the whole time. Because I can see myself, you know, how I was when I first came to prison. Scared.
Any questions, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Guys, move down over this corner over here.
Shirt and boxers, right here. Shirt and boxers.
Next man, next man.
Next man, what side?
So what I'm doing now, the new inmates come in through receiving, and I give them their clothes, which is two shirts, two boxers. These are the state issued shoes. Bob Barker Classics, that's the name of the shoe. And I'm gonna hand it to the inmate at the window when he comes in. Getting them ready for the prison life.
What size pants? 36s?
Next man, next man.
What size pants, Lil?
I'm not really supposed to be talking to them and stuff like that, you know, when they come in. But I be checking them out. I be noticing what's coming back in style, like guys coming in with wave caps, you know, what kind of shoes or whatnot. The stuff they be having on, it wasn't out when I was out, you know. So then I might ask them, yo, that's what they rocking out there now?
734.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I've been gone for a while.
Next man, what size?
38 white, 38 white. Next man, next man.
K97.5, Quiet Storm Request.
Sitting here in my room, smoking a cigarette, listening to the radio. This is a pretty good song. It's by R. Kelly. Sometimes I can still remember my first night in prison. I cried like a baby, man. That's all I did. Walk around in circles and cry in my room. I felt like I was in a cage. You know, I couldn't get out. Once they turned out the light, it's pitch black and there's so much yelling going on. It made me feel I was just sick. I was real sick. You know, being locked up in that cell. You know, now that I done got used to it, I love being in the cell by myself. This is my vent.
Hey, so what, you just got off work?
Ain't hear that.
I say you just got off work?
Yeah, you know, barbershop.
There's two vents. One of them you can talk to the person beside you, just like a regular conversation.
I said, I'm gonna holler at you later.
He's in here for life. He's got a natural life sentence. So what I'm gonna do here while I'm in my room is clean up. Let's see, this right here, little cologne smell that they send samples in the People magazine with cologne sprayed on it, like CK1 and Tommy Hilfiger. I put it up on the wall to keep my room smelling good. These pictures up here, that's a picture of my mom. Kind of got toothpaste all over. That's how we kind of hang up things around here. I did have pictures of my girlfriend up, but Ben, I've been locked up so long, you know. She finally stopped writing and stuff, so decided to take them down. Girls, that is the hardest, not having girls. I even heard gay people in here talk about missing girls. I mean, you know, it's not just the sex part. Probably is mainly the sex part, but I mean, you know, the affection, have somebody to kiss, to roll over and hug on. I just do what everybody else do to get by. You got your books or whatever, you know, sex books. They get passed around a lot and sold. I rent mine out for $3 a night. If you want to keep them all night, return them, you know, in 24 hours. That's how, you know, I survive in prison, you know. There's certain hustles I got to do. You want to look at my book, you going to pay me. COD, cash on delivery.
Well, they just cleared the count. I'm going out here. So now it's everybody's down in the day area watching Ricky Lake, which is a regular routine, playing dominoes, some playing checkers.
Come in, man. He said that to me, I got it.
There's sometimes, you know, where I sit in the day area with other inmates and talk about, you know, robbing, how we used to do this. I don't even like reminiscing about it, but we do it. Like if I see a gun on TV or something, I don't know, they're just beautiful. Just holding them, just looking at them, you know. Even now, I still think guns are beautiful. Yeah, I don't think I'm fully recuperated from being a robber. D-Op, how you feel about being in prison, man? I know you've been here for a while. Has it changed you any?
As far as prison, changing a man, it really won't change a man. If you ask me, prison to make a man dumber, you know? Because that's all you do. You're getting institutionalized. You're sitting here doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Most of us got jobs and really don't even do nothing. This is an illusion to me.
They trying to, I guess, get that bad person out of you. But I see so many guys come back. Prison ain't doing nothing for them.
What's going on in that smoking area? If you're not smoking, get out the smoking area. If you don't have a cigarette, get out of the smoking area.
So I'm back in my cell here listening to the radio. Just got a letter today. Yeah, this is a letter from my mom.
See what it says.
Dear John, I hope when these few lines reach you, they find you doing okay. I am fine. I hope you can read this letter I'm writing in the dark. I was writing you and the power went out. Little Robin, which is my sister, got married. Craig got fired from his job at Food Line. I hope you received the $10 that I sent. It was all I had. Well, John, I'm sorry I haven't written in a while. But I love you and I think about you all the time. Keep the faith and I love you very much. Love, Mommy. It gets me mentally sick. I miss that world, you know. Miss my mom. Miss things. I miss that.
Face the shower.
This is a live shakedown.
Top tier, everybody ready?
They go through everybody's cell, searching, just taking everything. I'm just gonna record the sounds.
All the way over to the wall. Take everything out of your pockets, put on the table behind you.
I'm room 302, so they are now searching me.
Go ahead.
Son of a bitch. Damn.
Yeah.
To everything.
Damn.
What's up, man? I know how it is, dawg. I know how it is. These motherfuckers took all my shit. Damn, man.
They took most of my hygiene, and they took some letters, some pictures, all my new clothes, boots, I took a lot of stuff. Brand new batteries. It's not nothing really important, it's just the point, you know. And the officers, they love what they're doing. It's a lot you had to take, and I believe I done took a lot in almost 4 years. I took a lot. Another one of those things just got to suck in.
So now we're on lockdown till tomorrow.
Hey, what you doing? In the shower?
Huh?
You just got off work?
Oh.
Look, you work this weekend?
Is there any way you can come up here?
I kind of need you to come and see me.
Yeah?
You'll be here?
Okay.
Hey, you're in there.
You miss me?
I miss you.
Yeah, okay. I miss you too. Okay, I'm gonna be expecting you Sunday morning, okay? Hey, try to leave early because you know how late you be getting here. Okay, I love you. Okay, bye-bye.
My mother.
Mom always predicted my life. You're gonna be just like your daddy. Think he pulled like 5 years in prison. Just like your daddy. She say that all the time. And I start getting in trouble. Kicked off the bus, kicked out of school. Then when I turned 15, I robbed a store. Robbing people was fun. Not like I'm proud of it or nothing, but
when I was out there, I did love the thrill of it myself. And the look is always the first thing you get once you put the gun in their face. I always point the gun to the head, you know. It's always like a surprise, and then they frozen. I love that look in their eyes. I loved that when I was out there because, I don't know. I really can't explain it. Makes you feel, you know, hey, I got them.
Officer Milano to all dorms, be advised, you got inmates 1017 for visitation.
You doing all right?
Mm-hmm. How things going with you?
Tell you the truth, my mama don't really know about all this robbery. She's heard, but she probably don't believe it.
I mean, we were poor, but we wasn't that poor that you had to go out and try to take something from somebody else.
It was just part of that life I was caught up in. I don't know if I never really apologized or not, but.
You really scared me. I mean, I hate you got 8 years, but as time has progressed on what's been going on 4 years, you know, I can see the change in you. You learn something.
I don't think so. Not with the people I've been locked up with. These some of the stupidest people I done ever met. But maybe I do need this time, you know, to think.
Like I say, it could be worse. You alive, you know. I could be visiting you, putting flowers on your grave. But I got this opportunity to share with you, spend with you. It does me good. It does me good.
All I say, hey, and I love him.
Yeah. I love you too. Take care.
All right.
Left security.
I feel like, you know, that's a dark side to everybody.
I don't know. I mean, I look at it like this. I always be someone able to rob you, shoot your house up, take your car, I'll always be that person, I believe. Can't nothing change that. It'll always be a memory. But I don't think there'll ever be anybody that'll ever be able to bring it out of me again.
All right, fellas, lights out time. Everybody get in the bed, let's go. Cigarettes out. Let's go, fellas.
I just had to figure that all out, that puzzle, you know, that was clustered up in my mind or whatever. I can't get those years back and things I've done, I can't change that, but like I say, I got another chance. I'm only gonna be 26. That's not too old.
All right, fellas, lights out. No more talking, let's go.
Sometimes I might lay in here, listen to the radio, and get my mind off being in prison. Laying there zoned out, about 1 a.m, it feels good. And once you land in here and the slow song come on that I knew when I was out there in that world, you know, it gets me just thinking. A lot of places you can go at 1 o'clock in the morning. In here.
An audio diary from John Mills. He is scheduled to be released from prison in 2005. Our Prison Diary series is produced by Joe Richman with associate producer Wendy Dorr. The series is edited by Deborah George. Ben Shapiro is consulting producer. Next week, we go back to Polk Prison to hear the diaries of correctional officers. For more information about our Prison Diary series, visit the NPR website, npr.org.